USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street having its worst day since June. The Dow losing triple digits for the third straight day, falling 943 points to close at 26,519. The S&P also dropping 119 points. President Trump hitting the campaign trail in Arizona, the president with a stop in Bullhead City.
This is the single biggest election, in my opinion, and I never thought I'd say it, in the history of our country.
Also in the Grand Canyon State, vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris spending time in Tucson discussing the president's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
He was told it is five times more deadly than the flu. He was told it would hurt people of every age. He was told it was airborne. And he sat on that information.
USA Radio News.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
More than 1,000 looters in Philadelphia raided Walmart, Dollar Tree, Foot Locker, and several other retail stores in a second night of unrest following the death of Walter Wallace Jr. Rioters also confronted police officers, injuring 30 members of law enforcement. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow tells Fox News the president is keeping his eye on the situation.
The White House has been in contact with the governor's office. We are monitoring the situation. We're prepared to make resources available if necessary. Governor Wolf did call up the state National Guard, which we think was a wise decision to do, just to quell this unrest.
Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has imposed big restrictions on the celebration of Thanksgiving. The California Department of Health insists that all gatherings must be held outside and gatherings that include three or more households are prohibited. Also, all food must be in single-serve disposable dishes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has no scheduled public event. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the, the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
The World Series is in the books, and an L.A. team brings home a championship. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. Right fielder Mookie Betts scored the go-ahead run in the sixth inning and tacked on an insurance run with a solo home run in the eighth. Shortstop Corey Seager was named MVP after hitting .400 for the series with two home runs and five RBI. Unfortunately, one Dodgers star was not in the locker room for the post-game champagne celebrations. Third baseman Justin Turner was pulled in the eighth inning after learning during the game that he tested positive for the coronavirus. It's been a very successful year for Los Angeles teams. The Lakers won their 17th NBA championship 3 weeks ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.